This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green. What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I'm your host,
Patrick Parent. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so Nathan, we're going to go right into those lines. Who's up next?
Oh, sorry for that. Don in Minnesota's up first.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You?
Great. Just want to tell you that I'm a professional landscaper, retired, and I enjoy your program immensely.
Thank you.
A couple of things. I did talk to your dad a couple years ago about an apple tree that I had.
Okay.
Gave me some good advice, but I can't, at my age, I can't remember all of that. But anyway, my apple tree last year produced, I don't know, hundreds of blossoms on the tree. I wound up with 60-some apples on there. And then a lot of the apples, about the size of a plum, fell off and died off. And I know that trees take a year off sometimes in between. This year, I only have 3 blossoms on the tree. Now, he said something about fertilizing the apple tree in the fall, or was it August or something like that, because the tree is already planning for what it's going to produce next year. So I kind of like to know what I should do as far as fertilizing and all that. Then the other thing is, I do have some advice about sprinkling systems and ponding and all that. But
yep.
Anyway, I'd like to know about that apple tree. I guess that's one of my main things today.
So one of the things you can be doing, like, about August with an apple tree, and like my father had said to you in the past, it's starting to think about next year at that point. You know, obviously, it's the apple trees are producing its fruit. There's lots of fruit on it in September, October, when it's apple picking season. But it gets to that point in August and saying, all right, I've pushed everything I can for this year. Let's think about next year. So pushing some new growth, pushing some of that would be a good thing. You can add like a super phosphate to help with its root system develop and push for next year. They have a couple types of it. There's one that's just straight super phosphate, which is, I believe it's like a 0440.
Okay.
There's also one that's a triple phosphate, a 0180. Both of those you can find easily at a local garden center. The triple phosphate is an Espoma product, and the super phosphate has multiple different brands that you can find. Those two are great to push some of the growth for that year and for next. There's a lot of times when we put like a super phosphate early in the season, it'll push, but it only gets for that part. You want to help with the root development and overwintering to make it a little bit stronger at that point. Another one you could be using for the later in the season, excuse me, is a 10-10-10 fertilizer.
Okay.
It's an all-purpose fertilizer. So you're giving it a little bit of everything. You're giving it that nitrogen to help green it up at that point, that phosphorus to help with the root system and the shoots, and the potassium for all-around good health and everything. So that could be one to be using. But definitely that late August into September is one to do. Because a lot of times we fertilize in the spring pretty much all the time, and we just say, all right, we're done. We don't have to do any more. But doing that next fertilization later in the season for next year is a good one to do. There's some great products out there you can find. You could even in the fall use like a tree tone fertilizer from Espoma.
Okay.
On the apple tree. That's got a nice balance of organic in it. It's a 6-3-2 fertilizer, okay, which is a good balance for the plant. But the 10-10-10 might be the way to go later in the season, just to give it a good push into winter, so those stronger root development, stronger everything. So I think that could really help you.
Okay, yeah, the 10-10-10 around here is pretty popular as
yep.
far as for vegetables and all that stuff. But well, I appreciate that. But my my advice on, we installed sprinkling systems for many years, and if you have an existing system that is ponding in your yard and you don't know how to set your controller, I would contact the irrigation company and have them reduce the time on that zone so that there's no water that's ponding.
Yeah,
definitely.
Possibly
you have dirt that's clay, and that will pond a lot quicker than one area that's all sand. And then the last and final thing, maybe everybody knows this anyway, if you have an existing system and you don't have a drip system on it for your plants, for, you know, whatever, maybe your roses or whatever, there's a drip system in there that has individual emitters that can go from a half a gallon to all the way up to 4 gallons, and that will water your plants every day a little bit. So it's a good way to do it, because as you know, and everybody else, roses don't like to be watered from the top down. These plants have it's not like a soaker hose. They have little emitters that come off the pipe, and each plant has its own water supply. So if you have a bigger tree or a bigger plant that needs more water, you can put an emitter in there that will increase the amount of water to that particular plant. But I would contact your irrigation contractor and talk to them about it. But I think that's a great way to go.
Definitely is, and that individual watering there, especially like you're talking about the roses, you get a better watering for the plant, and long-term better for the plant in general. So I definitely recommend that. It's definitely correct of what you're telling everybody. You already knew that, though, but thank you for that information. It is really helpful. Well, there are a lot of people out there that have sprinkler systems, so it's good to know some of that
info. I appreciate your program, Patrick. I listen to it as often as I possibly can, and that's most every Sunday morning. So you
awesome.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for calling. Thanks for listening for so long. We appreciate it.
You betcha. All right. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Bring a dose of nature indoors with new Espoma organic liquid plant foods. Loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat, and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. All right, we do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Kenny's in Shrewsbury.
Kenny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Got to do with pear trees.
Okay.
I've got two pear trees about 6 feet apart, maybe 10 years old. And I've been feeding them with bone-eyed tree and shrub food and for the past number of years. I don't know if I'm giving enough, because one little bottle of that doesn't do a lot. But anyway, this year we had hundreds of blossoms on both trees. And they're two different. I think one's a Bartlett, and the other one might be the winter pear. But anyway, what's happening now is those stems have fallen off the tree completely with the seed, with the bud on them and everything.
Really?
They're all over the ground. Yeah.
Now, where are the stems that you're seeing that are on the ground, the parts that are have been, you know, right where it was, had fallen from where it would have been cut, if you will, was it something that was soft tissue, or did it look like it was chewed?
Doesn't look like it was chewed. Just looks like they were dropped. And let me add also, in the past few years or years back, in the fall or late summer, we start to get black leaves and they drop.
Okay. Now, you
okay,
said
so that's
you,
an additional.
Yeah, so you said you use the Bonide, use the fruit tree spray?
No, I did use oil spray this February and last February.
Okay.
Each year, I did spray it with another brand, maybe Ortho, whatever, you know.
Yeah, no.
I did spray them.
A lot of the same products, just different companies.
Right.
So there is a fruit tree spray out there that is specific for all different types of fruits and the black leaves that you'd be getting, black spots, etc., that you can use multiple times during the season. Now, is everything kind of falling off at this point?
I would say there's still a few, you know, but not a lot. Like right underneath there, I've got an area that's smooth and I can see all the stems. You know, it's away in the back, so when it falls in the grass area, you don't see those. But in a smooth area, they're just dropping like flies with a little bud on them.
Okay. Now, hang tight for me. We're going to a break. I want to get you some more of that information. So hang tight. We'll be right back, and I'll have more information on those pears for you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, guys.
There you go. Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long, plus it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Kenny about his pear tree. Now, I have a couple questions, just follow up for you, Kenny. Have you noticed any cankers on the tree or any spots where it's like oozing out?
No.
Okay.
No, and I did just go back to pick up a couple of the stems, and they had definitely just fallen, not chewed.
Okay, and at the end of the stem where it, you know, it broke off, was it soft tissue or was it still hard?
Still hard.
Huh. Okay. All right. So one of the reasons why I was asking if it had any of the oozing or that type of thing is that pears, certain pears are, they can get fire blight. And I was just wondering, it's a good thing that that's not happening. So that's a positive. The other questions I have, so when they turn black in the fall, is it just fall, or is it all season? When is it turning black?
Well, before fall, you know. Late summer, they would start to turn black. And as your father said before, you got to pick them up and get them out of there.
Yep.
And, you know, for the next season, which I tried to do, but it's in a difficult area. But the tree is healthy. The leaves are nice and bright, green. Wonderful. This year, like I said, with all these flowers that came out this year, it looked like a bush, you know. It was beautiful.
Yeah. No, I understand. I completely get it. It's frustrating when you look at it. Now, what have you fertilized with?
On the tree itself, just 10-10-10, and of course the only the bare because I had the black spots going on, or the bone-eyed now, with, you know.
Yep.
Tree and shrub, protect and feed.
Okay.
Is what I've been using right along.
Okay. So one of the other things I'd like to see you do is maybe take a look at adding something to your fertilizer. So you've used the 10-10-10. There's a product from Natural Alternatives called Protolizer, which is
okay,
a
benefit.
Yeah, add that to the soil. Okay.
Okay.
It's going. It helps with winter damage. It helps with shock. Now, your plant's going through some shock right now because of what it's dropping these leaves. So I want you to add that to the soil. A lot of times with fertilizer, it'll stay on there once a month. But when a plant's going through shock, it's almost every 2 weeks that you want to use it, okay?
Okay.
So I'd like to see you add that to the regimen. And for maybe 3 cycles, so we're talking about 6 weeks, then go back to once a month, okay?
Okay.
That's going to help revitalize some of the root system and give back. Like I said, the tree's in shock, doesn't know what's kind of going on. It's trying to fix things here, there, everywhere. And as you said, it's dropping, you know, it's not just one spot, it's everywhere. And so when plants, they're trying to heal up those areas. When they have so many wounds, they get spread thin of how they're going to quickly fix those areas. And that's why, you know, this fertilizer will help, because it will help add to that root system and make it stronger.
Okay.
The other
Go
ahead.
Okay. No, I was just saying, which fertilizer to use?
So it's just called Protolizer from Natural Alternatives.
I'm holding one. It says Seed and Plant Activator. That's not the one, is it?
Not that one. You want to use just straight Protolizer.
Okay. All right. Yep.
Okay. The other thing I'd like to see you use a couple times this season is called Fruit Tree Spray.
Okay.
From Bonide. It's a liquid that you spray all over the tree. It will help prevent it as a preventative when it comes to these black leaves that you're getting later in the season. It's going to work well for you. That tree and shrub that you've put on the base is going to help with a lot of different insects and a lot of different, you know, a few different diseases here and there. But this is going to be your spot treatment. This is going to be another way to help prevent it. So it's called Fruit Tree Spray from Bonide. It comes in a concentrate, so you do have to mix it, and you can spray. They also have, like, a fruit tree guard that comes in a hose end where you can attach it to the hose and spray. But use it a couple times. If you're worried about some other insects, you could use the oil sprays. But we're looking more towards the diseases, and this fruit tree spray will do well for that. You can also spot treat if you start to see some of these diseases with copper fungicide when it's starting to happen.
Yep.
But as my father has said to you in the past, removal of any of the diseased leaves is huge. I would, if you could, clean up all the sticks the best you can. I know it's not an easy area, and get rid of those as well. General cleanup is good for it. So hopefully that helps for you, Kenny.
Okay. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People are feeling that they've been pushed to the point where this is the way to get their message out. It's heartbreaking.
Almost no mid to large U.S. city escaped violence and damage from protests last night after the death of a black man while in the custody of 4 white Minneapolis cops last Monday. President Trump says of the widespread chaos,
"The memory of George Floyd is being dishonored by rioters, looters, and anarchists."
Presumptive Democratic President presidential nominee Joe Biden says he understands the anger at the death of George Floyd, but that acts of protest should never overshadow the reason behind the protest. Some examples of overnight violence: a Florida cop stabbed by someone in downtown Jacksonville, numerous police vehicles set ablaze in L.A. and Philadelphia, and Nashville's historic City Hall was set on fire. And this is USA Radio News. America's manned space program is back online, as SpaceX became the first private company to partner with NASA to put astronauts into space after a successful launch yesterday. The weather clearing up in the final hours before the scheduled liftoff, allowing the Dragon to begin its trek to the International Space Station with astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley aboard. President Trump was there to witness it, and as he made remarks, he was looking ahead to other lofty goals.
The first woman on the moon will be an American woman, and the first nation to land on Mars will be the United States of America.
An Arizona brush fire forcing people out of their homes north of Phoenix. It's damaged at least a dozen structures in the town of Cave Creek, burning over 1,200 acres now. The fire broke out early Saturday afternoon, and they believe it was man-caused. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we'll go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Woody is in New Hampshire.
Woody, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks, Patrick. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling because we have a problem with our lilacs, and we have 3 old lilac bushes, and to be honest, we usually pretty much ignore them, except to trim them once a year, but this year they produced hardly any blossoms, so I was wondering what I should do to get them going again.
Okay, so you said there were no, there were only a few blossoms?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of leaves on the plant, or is there a certain area is dead, or?
No, the leaves are fine, and I haven't noticed any dead areas on them. There are three of them, as I said, and they're, maybe 6 feet tall, something like that.
Okay. I think one of the things that could happen is has to do with the weather and what it's doing and what it's done in the past. It starts to set some of the buds early. We had a little bit of warmth, and then it got cold quickly. We had a lot of rain. I think that had a lot to do with the blossoms. When you tell me that there's lots of leaves and the plant looks healthy,
yeah,
that, you know, that's a good sign. That's something I want to hear and see. What I would suggest doing for this year, obviously the blooms have kind of gone by of the time when they would be blooming. Maybe, you know, you have a little bit of time, but anything you do right now is not going to help it for this season. We need to look for next season.
I know that, yeah.
So what I'd like to see you do is, at this point, maybe push a little bit of a triple phosphate or a super phosphate at this time into the plant itself. What that's going to do is it's going to help develop a root system a little bit stronger. So next year, when it comes to the spring, that root system has developed and gone wider and stronger. It will push more growth to you. At the end of the season, I'd also like to see you use a fertilizer from Espoma. You could use the Holytone on it to give it something at the end of the season for overwintering. Now, you won't use the regular rate that it says. You'll use it at half the rate. But this is going to help make it stronger during the winter and help give it something so during the winter it's not, searching for food when we have that warm up in January or beginning of February like we've had the past couple of years. It's going to have those nutrients in there to help it keep it during that dormancy period. So I think that's something you need to do. And then in the spring, early spring, as you start to see some buds form, and when I say buds, I don't mean of the flowers, I mean of the leaves itself. Yeah. Push it with a 10-10-10 fertilizer. So okay. An all-purpose fertilizer early in the season. Usually once you start to see, a little bit of the buds starting to pop, or, even if you're starting to see plants in the area starting to have buds, that means the ground is warm enough, plants are awake, and they're starting to take fertilizer. So that way you can do it. It's usually about the beginning of April, and then you can do it again 6 weeks later, sometimes even 4 to 6 weeks again, to really push some growth and promote some of the blossoms for you. And I think that should help you a little bit.
Okay. So you said Espoma, Holytone, is that right?
Yep. The Espoma Holytone in the fall. A 10-10-10 early spring next year, and then a 10-10-10 4 to 6 weeks later. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck. And I think, like I said, with it being a healthy plant as it is, I think you're going to be okay for next year's blooms. I think it just might have gotten hit by a frost late or something like that happened.
Okay. Thanks.
All righty. Yep. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Are you tired of having ants invade the inside of your house? You are seeing them outside your house, crawling up your walls, all over your patio and patio furniture? Do you have big black ants? These could be carpenter ants. They love to chew on your new wood patio set, wood swing sets, or even your wooden garden shed, not to mention the damage they could be doing to your house. Get revenge. Bonide's Revenge Ant Control products are the answer to your ant problems. Revenge is a full line of indoor-outdoor liquid and granular ant baits and ant killers. The worker ants take the highly effective bait back to the colony, and the entire colony, including the queen, is eliminated. So make sure you get Revenge Ant Control products and get rid of those ants once and for all. Do not settle for any other brands when you want revenge. Bonide products are family-made in America. Bonide Revenge products are available at these fine retailers. You can find them at A.J. Tomasi Nursery in Pembroke, Massachusetts, Coakley's Hardware in Canton Saranac Lake, New York, and Danvers Agway in Danvers, Massachusetts, or go to bonide.com for a retailer near you. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Now, I've used some of the Revenge ant traps in my house, and they're doing great. Trying two different styles. I want to see which one works better. They have some really good ones on the Revenge. One has that the package that's already composed, and then one you pour in. So I'm trying to see which one. I'll give you guys some updates on that. So we're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You?
Good. It's a little cloudy today, but other than that, it's another day,
Yep.
Sun's shining up there somewhere.
Yeah.
Question I have, there's a section of my lawn I want to let it overseed itself.
Okay.
So the spores are in the air with the seed on them. And I don't know, do you have to wait for the seed itself to fall off, or just cut it down and just let the seed settle into the lawn?
So you want the seed to start forming on the grass that's coming to help self-seed that way. It's going to take a little bit more than just going out and putting seed down yourself. It depends on the variety of grass that you already have there to which ones will seed the best. If you have some chewing type fescues or creeping like red fescues in the lawn from the seed that you've had, those are the best to self-seed and grow stronger that way. But you're definitely looking to have the seed itself fall from the seed head, which is when it shows that plume, if you will. That's where you're going to want it from. So you want it to get to that stage, and it's excuse me, it's not something that you want to just when you cut it, sometimes it can do damage to the seed that's there, by cutting it, because the blade's going around so quickly. It's meant to make everything smaller. So I would almost try to self-seed it with, breaking up the seed itself with your hands, trying to get it to fall off that way, or even just, cutting the grass low with scissors or something along those lines and breaking those seeds up and spreading them that way. It just might go a little bit quicker for you.
Okay. Alrighty. Because I know there's multiple kinds of seed, because some of the stalks are tall.
Yep.
And other ones are, just sort of like 4 inches off the ground, and another fluffier seed that's forming. So there's a few different plants.
Yeah, so you probably definitely have like the tall fescue types, and then some of those creeping fescues will stay a little bit smaller. So you probably have some good seed that can be reused in the lawn that way. So definitely try it out.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a try, and if I need a little bit of period of time, I guess before I do the next fertilizing is probably about 4 or 5 weeks away, so that wouldn't affect it by then. Have enough time to do what it wants to do before I fertilize it in maybe 4 weeks or 5 weeks.
Yeah, you definitely want to take a look at what you previously did for a step, if you will, to see what's happened, and then wait some time on that. If it was one without like any phosphorus, the fertilizer that you used previously, could add like a starter. A lot of times they'll have like a high middle number with a low first and last number. Take a look at it though, because some of them do have like a 10-16-10. That would be too high. You could almost, Espoma has an organic seed starter that you could use, that you could put down in between the fertilization programs. So I think that might be the way to do it, especially if you seed going down, it needs a little bit of extra phosphorus, and that's what the seed starter has.
Alrighty, I figure I'll give it a try, because evidently it's the grass that's growing likes the climate, so I figured give it a shot at letting it replenish itself.
Excellent. Yeah, no, definitely try that and see how it works. But you can just let it go and then cut it with the mower. But I think by doing this, you're going to get faster results by helping it along instead of just, cutting it back and seeing what happens. I think by helping it along, it's gonna do some justice for you.
Okay, Patrick, I appreciate it very much.
All right, Paul, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and hopefully the clouds go away for a bit and we can have some sunny weather.
Sounds good. You take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, we've talked a few times about, it's not too late to be planting your gardens, planting some of your container gardens, etc. outside. There's still plenty of plant material out there at all the garden centers. One of the articles in our newsletter this past week had, the title of it, "Don't Panic, We Still Have Time to Plant." Now, one of the things that you want to start with is looking at the perfect potting soil, and Espoma has an awesome blend of potting soil. Now, here's the dirt on the potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, the article that my father said he had written about the Don't Panic, We Still Have Time to Plant. There's a lot of great information on there of what you can be doing at this time of year and fixing it. I'd highly recommend looking in our archives of our newsletters, because this has some good information to be doing at this time of year. It's really you have that early season spring cleanup stuff that you're looking at, then you have the fall, you kind of know what to do there. What do we kind of do in the in-between the spring and summer? And this list that he has a lot of good information that you can be doing. So you can go to our website at paulparent.com, then go to the top right to the archives, and you'll see that newsletter archive. Go there, look at this week's article, because it's some great info. I could read it, but that wouldn't do it justice, so definitely take a look at it. For those of you who have questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so we'll go right back to him. Nathan, who's up next?
Sue in Rochester.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you doing, Patrick? It's been a long time.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. There's two Ilex inkberries that have gone completely brown. They're probably about, I'd say they're at least 5 feet tall, four around, and I scraped the caliper on it, and it's green. So there's growth going, there's life in the stem. Not on the smaller outside stems, but on the inside, it's alive. So someone had asked me, what should we do with these? And I thought, well, you know, let's wait and see, because they'll probably leaf out, but not, I don't know if they're going to leaf out substantially this year. So my question is, should we prune those back to encourage, push some growth now, or how should we handle, because they're completely brown. There's not a green leaf on them anywhere.
Okay, but you said that a lot of it is green underneath, though.
Yeah, under the bark. I scraped both of them in a couple of different places, and I found life in there. So it's working. There's life going in there. So.
Great. Yeah, that's a good thing. So what I would suggest doing is it's definitely worth trying to do something to it. You can definitely prune it back. The pruning back that I'd like to see done is maybe by a third or maybe a little bit more. Kind of find where that green level is and get to a point where you feel like it's not going to take too much of the plant away.
Okay.
Earlier, before it gets really warm and really hot, is the best time to be pruning back. Once it starts to get really warm, like after like July 15th-ish, the middle of July, it's too hot to prune anything back and you do more damage than good. What I'd also like to see you do is to use some sort of a fertilizer on there. Or Natural Alternatives has the protolyzer that you can use. That's definitely something.
Maybe some root starter by Estoma, and I was thinking of doing that, and then just the Hollytone.
Definitely something to help benefit the root system at this point, because the root system is, the plant's under shock right now. You're looking to do something that's going to help with this shock, and that fertilizer is a good one to do it. Anything that's a root stimulator is really good to do, and you'll find that combined with the Hollytone is going to help it. The other thing you could look at, because it's so weak at this point, it's had so many issues, try some 10-10-10 possibly as an all-purpose boost to it. The Hollytone's a slower release, whereas the 10-10-10 is a quicker release for the plant. If you notice on... I look at the back of bags a lot, but if you look at the Hollytone, it'll say to do it just twice a year, whereas a 10-10-10 will tell you to do it multiple times during the year in six-week intervals. So it just shows that it's a little bit, it has a different capability of it's a quicker release for it. So definitely take a look to see if you can do something along those lines and prune it at this time.
Okay, I will do that.
All righty.
Thank you.
Good luck, and keep us posted on how it works. I think just giving some sort of root stimulation will definitely help it.
Right. Well, that's what I thought. I was curious about if I should take it back a third, a half, or what, as far as the pruning goes. But I'm glad I got your advice.
Yeah, definitely take a look and see. Base it on when you scratch the bark where the green is. Get to an area where there's healthy green, but at the same time not too much of the plant, obviously. But that healthy green, if you cut back and it's still brown, it's not going to do anything. So cut back to that green and then just a little bit past where the green and brown kind of meet.
Gotcha.
All right.
I gotcha. Great. Yes. Thank you.
Right. Good luck.
Thanks, Patrick. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break in between the hour, and when we get back, we'll have more of your calls. I know the lines, we have a bunch of people waiting, so we will get to you as soon as we can. It'll be about 6 or 7 minutes, but we'll be there. So stay tuned or get on the line, 855-660-4261. Go to break. We'll be right back to answer more of your garden questions. See you in a minute.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.